Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Hello, today I have as our guest an executive with a company that's doing something very exciting in the health and fitness space. The company is Chobani, the makers of the Greek-style yogurt that has taken the market by storm. And our interview is with Tiffany Vandermark, Chobani's Director of Wellness Initiatives. Now, I'll let Tiffany explain what a CPG company like Chobani is doing with a Director of Wellness Initiatives. But first, let me tell you a little bit about Tiffany. She has a Bachelor of Science in Health Promotion and Kinesiology from the University of North Carolina at Charlotte, and she's also a nationally ranked fitness competitor and model, an experienced wellness and life coach, motivational speaker, corporate coach, and personal trainer. So welcome, Tiffany.
Thank you very much, Renee. Thank you for having me.
Great. Well, I'm so excited to share you with my guests. So tell us, how did you get involved with Chobani, and what is your role there?
Great. Well, it started with I met the executive VP of sales, Kyle O'Brien, and became his personal trainer, and then started doing boot camps for their entire team when we did large events, different food shows and things like that. So that's really my first introduction to Chobani. And then I became their corporate wellness coach, which was so much fun for me because it's not only an unbelievable product, but the culture of the company is just as good. And that led to the owner, Hamdi, which really wanted to create a full-time position for me within the company, and that's where the Director of Wellness Initiatives began. So it's been so much fun, and I've gotten to utilize all my skills in this position, and they've really given me the opportunity to just venture out and have fun with this. And that's where Chobani Fit came into play.
Well, that's so exciting. It seems like you were kind of in the right place at the right time and the right opportunity arose. So that's really great. Tell us about Chobani Fit. Why did Chobani launch it? What is it? Just give us a little bit of briefing on that.
Okay. Chobani Fit is still in the growing phases, and it's so much fun because we created Chobani Fit as our wellness initiative and really positioning Chobani as a real food ideal recovery meal for after workout. Because of our protein to carbohydrate ratio, it's ideal. Not only is it an all-natural product, it tastes great. And it's easy, accessible, but you can also make it with smoothies. So Chobani Fit is really positioning Chobani as an ideal real food recovery meal. And we've spent 2011 really targeting the health and fitness influencers because, as one myself, I know that the health and fitness influencers are the evangelists of this. They're the ones that are really going to take this product and the knowledge of this product and spread it and share it with their clients and the people that they know because, truly, you know, their clients are listening to them, other people are listening to them, and they're perfect for us.
Right, and who are you, when you say health and fitness influencers, like who are you referring to?
Personal trainers, sports nutritionists, RDs, yoga instructors, group instructors. We launched Chobani Fit at the IDEA World Health and Fitness Expo in LA last summer where we had a very large booth and we did cooking. So we had a kitchen in our booth and we had our chefs making recovery meals using Chobani. We've done several shows this year utilizing, you know, after their large different personal training symposiums, continuing education. We've been outside with sampling opportunities after their really large exercise classes. Mm-hmm. So they've really gotten to see not only does it taste good, but it's perfect for right after their workout. So we've just kind of really targeted them where they needed it.
Right, right. And so what has their response been? Like, how have they reacted to this?
It has been overwhelmingly great. They have embraced Chobani and embraced the recovery meal and just really taken it and are so happy with it. we've just been spreading the word, and the health and fitness professionals, what I'm excited about too is the sports nutritionists, the RDs that are really taking this on and utilizing it in their programs. We've got a whole website, Chobani Kitchen, that goes into healthy cooking with Chobani. Because of the protein content, it makes it an unbelievably healthy product.
Right, right. And well, and it strikes me, the reason why I wanted to interview is because I thought that it was so unusual and, very strategic for Chobani to target these influencers as opposed to going, directly to the, kind of mainstream end consumer. Can you talk a little bit more about, why you chose to do this and how the results have been, given that you're going this route of targeting the influencers?
That's a great question. And that is the reason they hired me, because of my 20 years in the health and fitness business. And because of that, I know I've been a personal trainer, I've been a coach, and our clients listen to us. They respect us. They respect our opinion. And I'm very careful what I share with them. I do a lot of research, and so do the other trainers. And that's the main reason that the consumers are going to benefit it. We're going mainstream, but we truly felt that the health and fitness professionals, the sports nutritionists, the RDs, were our key spokespeople, if you will. Brand ambassadors is what I like to call them. Mm-hmm. And they're the ones that have really, they can reach so many people in
right.
the health and fitness world. Their people, their clients are the ones that are really looking and searching for healthy products, for healthy fit tips, for healthy exercise tips. They're the ones that are going to embrace this and then share it with their friends.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that they appreciate you reaching out to them specifically and kind of acknowledging the important role they do play for their clients in terms of giving those tips and guidelines and advice.
That's what's been so exciting for me, too. They have really embraced this and appreciated it, and they've really owned it. And that's what's been so exciting for myself and Chobani, of course.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And now one of the things that you had mentioned to me previously is that you all really haven't done a lot of advertising for Chobani or Chobani Fit, and the way that you've really been getting the awareness is through this program, right?
Absolutely. Chobani has grown so much. We're the number one yogurt in the country now, and it's been grassroots. It's been our culture. Our whole slogan is nothing but good. And that's how our company truly believes. We want to really add Chobani to a healthy lifestyle and, not take something away, not put something in, just really add to someone's healthy lifestyle. And we've really done that as sampling. Tasting is believing, and it's been exciting. So we've really gone grassroots marketing, not just with Chobani Fit, but with Chobani as a brand. And it's gone over so well with us.
That's great. Now, at the same time, I would guess that you've run into some challenges, particularly with Chobani Fit and trying to get into really kind of like a different distribution channel, right?
You know what? That's been our only challenge right now, which is something we're going to overcome really quickly, because a lot of the gyms, I'm also focusing this year on targeting the larger facilities that have cafes. Because of it's an all-natural product, it needs to be refrigerated. It's not a non-sustainable protein shake or protein bar. A lot of these facilities don't have refrigeration space or the ability to distribute Chobani to their facility. So that's been really our only challenge right now. But our food service department is growing, which creates a different distribution that will get to these health and fitness clubs.
Mm-hmm. And are they, aside from the refrigeration challenge, are they open to carrying the product? Do they see the value of that?
Absolutely. It's really been fun. I have yet to see someone that doesn't like Chobani. Not only the taste of it, but it's so much. I love to watch someone taste their first Chobani. It's just their facial expressions. That's why we do so much sampling. We have a mobile tour. Sampling has just been huge for us, but these facilities realize that it's a healthy product, that it's a great post-workout recovery meal, that it's all natural, and they want it in their facility.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of getting it there.
Yeah, just that small challenge, right?
Exactly.
So now what are the plans for Chobani Fit in 2012? How will you be growing and evolving the program?
That's a great question, and we are still working on that. We're in the stages of creating a website, a Chobani Fit website, and really trying to decide what we want that to entail. And 2012, my main focus is still the health and fitness professionals. I'm going to do I'm a real huge advocate on IDEA because I really think that their trainers and the people that their presenters are top notch. And they've just been amazing to work with. So we're going to do their shows this year and continue to target the health and fitness influencers in every way that we can. Also, we're going to be at the IRSA show, which really targets the health club owners and the managers and the salespeople, which I think is a great, they're health and fitness professionals as well. And we'll be doing that. And also, targeting some consumer events as well. Our Showmobile is working some marathons that have fitness expos, which will be more consumer-based. So we have a couple of those this year, kind of branching off into that realm. But 2012 is still targeting the health and fitness professionals because we truly believe that those are going to be our brand ambassadors.
Right. Right. Well, and it's great that you have that group of people to reach out to. It certainly sounds like 2012 and beyond is going to be a great future for you and Chobani and Chobani Fit. So, Tiffany, thank you so much for being a part
thank
of this.
Thank you
interview.
Very much.
Oh, you're welcome. I want to let my listeners know that there are a couple ways to learn more. Certainly, you can go to Chobani's website or Facebook page. And just to clarify, Chobani is spelled C-H-O-B as in boy, A-N as in Nancy, I. So you can just go to Chobani.com. Or like I said, they're on Facebook. They've got a great site there. And you can also learn more about Tiffany and contact her directly through her website, tiffanyvandermark.com. And that's Tiffany, T-I-F-F-A-N-Y, V-A-N-D-E-M-A-R-K.com. Tiffany, like I said, what you're doing at Chobani is inspiring and exciting, and I hope we see other food companies following suit. So thanks again for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyan.com. Take care and thanks again.